don't have his book.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir? What's your name? I'm sorry.
Ronnie Early.
Mr. Early, you... Okay, just one second. Let me get you to state your name and your ADC number again, just for the record, sir.
Okay, my name is Brian Early, and my ADC number is 124765.
Mr. Early, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on November the 16th, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
It stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you are representing yourself?
Yes, sir.
And just for the record, I do show that initially, you back on October the 26th, you had submitted a form indicating that you would waive your hearing, but since then you have notified the board that you wish to go forward with your hearing. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. As you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing this afternoon, and just for your information, they are to my left, to my right, your left, that would be the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. To my left is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your board chair and your panel chair this afternoon. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Early and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated to Mr. Early, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about September 9, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Early, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask you to remain quiet while we receive that information, and we'll be back to you shortly. Mr. Osborne, would you provide us with some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Early was released from DOC custody on May 25th of 2017. He was arrested on September 29th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconding warrant status, and was returned back to our custody that same day with 20 escondes with a community supervision end date of December 15th of 2017. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, third degree, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1996, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 1998, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months. 1998, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months. 1998, burglary, third degree, 4 years, 6 months. 1998, narcotic drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. And 2006, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 3 months. He's had 4 turns with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no SGD or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, TIS completion, 2 months. 2002, TIS absconder, 3 months and 6 days. 2003, contending with amended terms and conditions. 2003, BOEZ reinstated absconder 10 days, returned to custody and revoked. 2016, Senate bill released absconder 120 days, administratively revoked. 2009, TIA absconder 247 days, continued with amended conditions. And 2010, BOEZ reinstated absconder 15 days, returned to custody and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with manufacturing of weapons, fighting, theft, and multiple writers for disobeying orders and refusals to work noted. Other arrests, 1982, burglary, AZ felony conviction probation. In 1996, drug paraphernalia violation in AZ County Jail. And he has a community risk score of G1, B1.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, Mr. Early, we are back to you, sir. Let's talk to you for a few moments and see what information you can provide us with. It seems to me that when you were initially released without placement and then you were placed into the Pima Reentry Center program down there in Tucson at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, and then on August the 14th you were approved to reside at BSS, located at 6420 South Park Avenue down in Tucson, Arizona. And those were the two places that we had that you would have been residing. So did you reside at those two places all while you were released, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and let me just ask this, if that's the case, then why did we show that you had 20 days that you absconded? How do you account for those days, sir?
I have some written ways. I think that's a pretty I did great SACRAP, but I did good at BSS. The thing was, I couldn't get any medical treatment because my insurance wouldn't work, because I had no security imagery. I'm not trying to, out of fault, I did call my parole officer on Friday and got to the default SACRAP, and she said she wouldn't be in until Monday. Well, I checked in with CRC, our crisis response center. They sent me over to El Pueblo, or El Pueblo, Pine Burden Treatment Center. So from the 9th to the 11th, I was at CRC until they had a bed for me at Pine Burden, and they kept me there for 6 days. And then they asked me, do you have like a mental health provider or something? See, I'm from Phoenix. I'm not really from Tucson, so I was having a hard time getting a medical treatment. I did find a clinical at El Rio that was helping me, but when I was moving to BSS, they didn't provide any kind of bus tickets or anything like that, and I don't have any money. And I checked work, I'm in a wheelchair. And I'm not using it as an excuse, but when they let me out of polyvertical, we can't release you, just let you out the door. And they go, well, we set you up with your mental health facilitator in Phoenix. Well, we took in Phoenix. Orthopedic surgeons and stuff like that that are going to get my hip stuff done. Because when they release me when I was 15, I'm going to be homeless. I don't know what to do.
Okay, first of all, Mr. Early, let me just tell you this. Now, this board cannot mandate that you would go to SACRAC the Pima Reentry Center, that would be a decision, if this board were to release you, that would be a decision made by the Department of Correction. Your parole officer would have to make that decision. Unfortunately, the board does not have the authority to do that. But I just want you to be aware of that, sir, so that you won't be dependent on this board to send you back to SACRAC, which is an outstanding program. I agree with that, but that would be a decision of the Department of Corrections. Now, those 20 days that you were out, were you, let me ask this, were you, did your PO know where you were for those 20 days? Your parole officer, did they know where you were for those 20 days?
No.
No? Okay. Let me ask you another question. I know you have a disability, but did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
No. I was staying with my brother.
Oh, you stayed with your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that, where did you stay with your brother? Was that down in Tucson or up in Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Okay. So you came up to Phoenix so that you could be with your family. Now, this SMI, did you complete that evaluation with SMI? What happened there, sir?
Well, I take medicines. I'm going to have SMI.
So what do you take medicine for with SMI?
Schizophrenia.
Were you on that medicine, that medication while you were out, sir, while you were...
I sure was.
You were?
I sure was. I went back to the pharmacy at 23 Kendall back at the Rise.
Okay, so did that keep you steady? I mean, that medicine, did you feel normal while you were on that medication, sir?
Yeah.
And are you on that medication at this time, sir? Yes, sir. You don't have to show it to us. We take your word for it. We know that you wouldn't mislead us. So you get that rash when you take. But are you still taking it? I guess that's my question. Are you still taking it? No, you're not taking it. Okay. Let me just ask this question, sir, so we can move on. Now, as you know probably better than I do, and I think you already just stated it, that, you know, December, if this board does not let you out now, December the 15th, you're going to be out either way, whether you get out today or whether you get out on December the 15th. Where are you going to stay, sir? Where are you going to reside?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll have to try to pay you or something, try to go back to Phoenix or something. He said that he's going to drop me off at the bus station.
Okay. But what about your brother in Phoenix? Does he... Can you come down?
I didn't actually stay with him. See, I stayed right across the street in the field.
Oh, okay. So you didn't actually see your brother. Okay. So
I see him every day when he went to work. He was for American Welding Corporation.
I'm just asking a question now. Can if whenever you get out, whether it's now or whether it is in December, can your brother come down there and pick you up from Tucson and bring you back to Phoenix?
No.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to go to other board members and see if they might have some questions for you at this time. Any questions from board members at this time for Mr. Early? I don't see any questions at this time, but do you have anything to offer, Mr. Osmond?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, now, Mr. Early, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination whether to continue your supervision or to revoke your community supervision. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Well, if I was to do this,
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We want to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its decision. So at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet. I'm just going to be very succinct in what I'm going to say. I think that Mr. Early has a very interesting situation. He's going to be out one way or the other very soon. And just one board member's opinion, I think it would be in his best interest just to complete his term and work with his CO3 and see if he can't find some, well, put together a plan so that when he gets out in December, then he will have somewhere to go and so that he won't be out on the streets. I don't think that would be in his best interest. Therefore, I feel very strong that he should to work with his CO3 and come up with that plan, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Hear anything else from other board members? Therefore, I'm going to move to again to find that Mr. Early violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had may have lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he absconded for some 20 days and his parole officer had no idea where he was during that period. With that being said, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
The unanimous determination of the board to so your community supervision has been revoked. And I hope that you heard what the board, what I'm suggesting to you, that you work with your CO3 because you're going to be out on December the 15th. December the 15th. We don't want you to be on the street, so work with your CO3 and let you work with your CO3 to put a plan together whether you remain down in Tucson or whether you come to Phoenix. Okay, your hearing is over, sir, and thank you so very much, and we wish you the best, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.